Okay, let's get started. Project part two is due today. I'm assuming a bunch of you already submitted. Part three, we'll just make it available. There's going to be more flexibility on part three in terms of bunch of things that you can pick and choose, but it'll make it available soon. And it'll be due basically by the end of the semester. And it'll be a little before the end of the semester so that there'll be a demo period when you need to show the working search engine to the TA. Okay? So that's the way it's going to be. Yes?
For project two, those of us who are using the extra 10K design, is it due, will it be due tomorrow or the next class in 2 days?
Why should it be Thursday? No, see, my biggest worry in all these kinds of scenarios is, what do I do with these people who probably didn't go to spring break and stuck around here and completed things? You know, that's my worry, right? I mean, I know that there are some people who are asking me, we have a conference deadline, can we get extension? I think generally having the same rules for everybody is more important, I think. So, since I said one day, I should just stick to it, okay? And I might basically consider, if I wind up considering late submissions, I'll let everybody know what the penalty would be, okay? So those of you who haven't completed and who are behind the schedule, who need like an extension or something, do let me know, okay? That's the only way I'll know. Just because you ask me, I won't give it to you, because I need to make sure that, you know, because we have a deadline, and you guys can tell me beforehand, you know, a week before, that look, we are not going anywhere, we need extensions. But the day of it is tricky, because some people actually have changed their entire life around just to be done with this, and I don't want to, I mean, I can't give them their spring break back. That's my worry. So I can give you extension, but I can't give them their spring break. That's the reality. Okay. Again, the other thing, as I said, is this project is going to be stayed, so in the sense that the final piece will wind up evaluating the second part as well as the first part. So even if you finally never submitted project part one, you still be actually getting part of the credit for that, because in the end, when you demo, the entire thing is being demoed. So if your vector similarity isn't working, then you don't have your search engines working. Okay? That's the story. Any other questions? Please do ask me if you need extensions, but don't expect me to get back to you right away. So it's all being recorded somewhere, and if I can find a way of giving an extension such that nobody is penalized for working on this course at the expense of other things, then I would do it. Okay, I don't care, you know, the more important thing is, to me it doesn't matter when you guys get done, but we have a deadline and we have to make sure that it's the same for everybody.
Okay.
No, it's not. What I'm saying is, penalty-less submission is tomorrow if you have shown up for last class, the class right before spring break, just because I said that, you know, that's it. Okay, after that, if there is going to be an extension, I will let you guys know. That would be with penalties. Okay, so that's the deal. Okay, other questions? Today I am going to be doing text classification. Probably it'll just be one class instead of two, or maybe one and a half classes. And the topic after text classification is recommender systems. In some sense, text classification becomes sort of the discussion here is going to be relevant to recommender systems anyway, because recommendation systems can recommend things to you either based on content, in which case they're using classification techniques based on text or features, or they could do it based on the social network, which is the collaborative filtering. Okay. And then actually I got hold of this very neat paper that describes how a large-scale collaborative filtering study was done on news.google.com, which is just coming out in the www this year. I'm going to see if the paper is interesting. I'll get the guys. I mean, it's one of these rare occasions where something that actually is being done on Google has been written up in full 12 pages, you know, two columns of size. But I was able to get a preprint, but I'm not really sure whether we can discuss this. If I'm allowed to discuss, then I'll get you guys copies, and then we'll probably have like a discussion section at some, you know, in one of the classes, in the next two or three classes, which would be a nice ending to the recommendation systems, because these guys wind up doing